אמר רב שמול בר יהודה, אמר רב יוחנן, קירה שהסיקו בגפס ובעצם. הקירה that was heated up with gefes or eitzim. So in other words, this is a fuel which has gecholim. Mashin oleho tafshul shebishul kol tzolchoy v'chamin shehuchmul kol tzolchoy. One is permitted to be mashe a tafshul and chamin which were completely cooked. Vafilu mitstamik viyofiloi. And even though it is mitstamik viyofiloi, that means if it'll dry up and it'll shrink up, it'll taste better. This is also permissible. Now, looking at this memre of Rav Shmur bar Yehuda Omar Rav Yochanan, we have to realize it's a very difficult memre. Why? Till now, we knew there were two shitas. There was a shita of Chananya. Chananya holds that if it is cooked kemachol ben drasoi, which is shlish bishul or chatzi bishul, it is mutter in a kire that is not grufa ktume. That is shita's Chananya. Chananya is matter shehiye with a machol that is Abi, it's edible already. That is Shitas Chananya. And Be'emesin, we had before, Omar Rav Sheishes, Omar Rav Yochanan, Kiro Shehisiku Begefes Ube'etzim, Mashin Oleo Chamin Shaloi Huchmul Kol Tzolchon, V'tamshel Shaloi Bishul Kol Tzolchoi. In this, the Gemara says this is like Chananya. You don't need it to be Nisbashul Kol Tzolchon. And before Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, like Chananya. But let us forget about the Psak, these are different Amayroim what Rabbi Yochanan held about Koponim. This is Lechayre, not like Chananya. Now, according to the Chilkim on Chananya, if we learn that the Mishnah is speaking about Shehiyah, and the Mishnah is going according to Rav Yehuda, we hear a Baraisa Daf Lamed Zayin Lamed Aleph. So Rav Yehuda says, according to Beis Hillel, it is Mutter Chamin. Rav Yehuda said on Daf Lamed Zayin Lamed Aleph, Rav Yehuda says as follows, Rav Yehuda Aymer, Beis Hillel Aymerim, Chamim v'tavshul, beishame oimrim noitlim avoloi marzirim, beisilu oimrim av marzirim. In Porsche, this is speaking about also nisbashul kol tzolchon. Rashi said in the Mishnah, chamin is completely cooked. That's why beishame is matter chamin. And beishilul is matter tavshul, which is also completely cooked, but it's mitstamik v'yofaloi. So according to Rav Yehuda, who holds that he disagrees with Chananya, so he holds that a tavshil shenis bashul kol tzolchoy is only mutter by a akire shegrufa ektume. So we have here a tremendous problem. That means we have here two shitas, two bachloikas Chananya Rabbi Yehuda. Chananya bachlal does not hold that shehiye is also if it is nisbashul kamachol ben drasoi, that is Chananya. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that shehiye is also afilu nisbashul kol tzolchi, unless it is grufa ktume. And if it's grufa ktume, afilu mitstamik biyof is mutter. Now here, all of a sudden, we have a memre of Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Omar Rabbi Yochanan, epsapshore. He's saying it is mutter be'enoi grufe ktume, so he's starting off like Chananya, but only when it's nisbashul kol tzolchoi. But he throws in afilo mitstamik v'yofaloi. So who does he hold like? So the Rishonim are ma'ir of this problem. The Ritva and the Rashba are ma'ir of this problem. What is a new shita over here. The Ritva says there's a third shita, there's a shita of the Chachamim, and the Chachamim make up shore, exactly where these Chachamim are, Vesechnish, but there's a shita of the Chachamim, who disagree with Chananya a little, and they disagree with Rabbi Yehuda a little, and they make up shore, and they hold as follows, that if it's Nisbashel Kol Tzolchoi, if it is Nisbashel Kol Tzolchoi, then the Moide to Chananya. Then afilu einoi grufa iktume is if it's not nisbashel kol tzolchoi, then they hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Let's start this way. If it's not nisbashel kol tzolchoi, then they disagree with Chananya, and they hold it is only mutel by a grufa iktume. By nisbashel kol tzolchoi, then they hold like Chananya. And then they might have filum mitzdamik v'yovlei. So bekitzer, they are matter by a einer grufa k'tume if it is nisbashel kol tzolchei v'afilum mitzdamik v'yovlei. That is how the Ritva says pshat in this memre of Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Omer Rav Yehuda. Al kaponim, it is a third shita in Tanoim. The Rajba also asks this kasha. And the Rashba brings down a shita of Rav Haigoin. And Rav Haigoin is Oysi Sholom Bimroimov. Rav Haigoin says that this memre of Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Omar Rabbi Yochanan is an addition of the memre of Rav Sheishis Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what did Rav Sheishis Omar Rabbi Yochanan say? Rav Sheishis Omer Rabbi Yochanan said, Kira Sheisiku Begefes Ubeitzim, we're speaking about it is not Grufa Uktume, Mashin Oleo Chamin Shaloi Huchmu Kol Tzolchon, Betavshu Shaloi Bishol Kol Tzolchon. That means Rabbi Yochanan then had paskened like Chananya, that even though it's not Nisbashel Kol Tzolchon, since it is edible, one is permitted to be mashed on a kire that is not grufa ktume. That's what Rav Sheishis Omer Rabbi Yochanan said. Now, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Omer Rabbi Yochanan said a bigger chiddush. What is the bigger chiddush? Vafilu mitztamik v'yofaloi, afilu, it is completely cooked. It is also mutter. So why is this a bigger chiddush? L'chayre, this is a smaller chiddush. Before it was matter, I feel it wasn't completely cooked. So the Rashba says, no, this is a bigger chiddush. Why? Something that is not completely cooked, so there's more than one stirring that is necessary to cook it. I mean, one, will be mechate b'gecholim one time, that won't ensure that it'll be cooked completely. So you have to be mechate a lot. Chananya was mechadish, that I'm not afraid, since it's edible, so in order to make it completely cook, we'll have to stir around 10 times the coals. I'm not chayish, he'll do such a thing. He knows it's Shabbos, he won't forget. So memela, Chananya was matir, it's edible, it's nisbashel kemachel ben drosoi, Chananya was matir. Now, here we have Omar Rav Shmuel by Yudah by Rabbi Yochanan said a greater chiddush. What is the greater chiddush? That a filun is bashel kol tzolchoi umitztamik v'yofaloi. Here it is not necessary to stir it, to stir the gecholim, to be mechata the gecholim in order to make it mitztamik v'yofaloi. One chitoy and it'll be gevaldik, it'll taste good already, it'll be mitztamik v'yofaloi. So here there's a svara to say that this is worse than loynis bashel kol tzolchoi. So Rabbi Yochanan is telling us a greater chiddush. That means he's passing completely according to Chananya, and he's meisiv al divrei Chananya. Afilu it's nisbashel kol tzolchoi. Not you need nisbashel kol tzolchoi. If it's not nisbashel kol tzolchoi, it's about the gevizkut. No, afilu it is nisbashel kol tzolchoi, umitztamik v'yofaloi. So here there'd be a svarit to say that they were geyser, Dilma osi lechatois, because only one small maisechiti will make it mistamik v'yovle. And this he might forget and he might do in Shabbos. Afilo hochi, this is mutter. So it comes out, here is telling us a greater chiddush than what Rav Sheish has told us b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. No, I can't understand one nikude from the Rehites Hadvorim that we'll see in the sugya. The Rishayim mentioned such a svore that chamin means hot water. Chamin is always mitstamik veraloi. Chamin, if you overcook it, the only thing you'll accomplish is that'll evaporate. Chamin is always mitstamik v'raloi. A tafshil depends. Other tafshilim are mitstamik v'yofaloi, and other tafshilim are mitstamik v'raloi. That depends on the tafshil. But chamin is always mitstamik v'raloi. So l'chayre, so according to Rav Haigoin, so why did Rabbi Yochanan stick in v'chamin shehuchmu kol tzolchon? What is the chiddush by chamin? Bishloi mit tafshil. He's telling me a chiddush that even though it's nisbashel kol tzolchoi, and now it's mitstamik v'yofaloi, afilo hochei wasn't goyza. But chamin, what is the chiddush of chamin? If we say like the Ritva, so it's very good, because he paskens like the chachamim, and chamin is only mutter if huchmu kol tzolchon. If it's not huchmu kol tzolchon, so chamin will be also, because he doesn't pasken like Chananya. But according to the Rashba, that he's moisiv and divrei Chananya, so why did he stick in chamin? That I don't understand. But al koponim, we have here two mahalchim in this memre of Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Either this is a third shita, and he was only matter nisbashel v'huchmu kol tzolchon, an akire she'enoi grufe, this is a third shita, or this is a hoisofe to Chananya. Chananya was matter loy nisbashel kol tzolchoi, and he was matter nisbashel kol tzolchi mitzdamik v'yofloi, that there's a greater shash of chitui, b'aval pikin he was matter. Omale yahumi de rabbonon l'Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. So one of the rabbonon went over to Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, he said over a kula from Rabbi Yochanan. Horav u'shmul da omri tavayu mitstamik v'yofaloi osa. You say mitstamik v'yofaloi is mutter. You know Rav u'shmul asur. Oma lei otu les ano yoda. I also know. The Oma Rav Yosef, Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Shmul. I know, I heard from Rav Yosef, Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Shmul, mitstamik v'yofaloi osa. I know that they asur. Ki kamina lechol, Rabbi Yochanan kamina. It's gavri kamis. I know Shmuel asers. I know Rav asers. I'm just telling you, Rabbi Yochanan was matter by mitstamik v'yofel. Period. Om alei Rav Ukve mimeishon l'Ravashi. Now, Rav Ukve mimeishon told Ravashi what he should do l'maise. He told him as follows. Atun de mekarvisu l'Rav Shmuel. You live in the neighborhood of Rav Shmuel, so you have to know what to do. Avidu k'Rav Shmuel. That means we'll see the Rashba says pshat that Rav Ukve mimeishon held the halach is like Rav Yochanan, that mitstamik v'yofaloi is mutter. But he told them, you live in the vicinity of Rav Shmuel, you have to do like Rav Shmuel. You can't do what the halach is. You have to do the way they paskin, and they paskin mitzdamik v'yofaloi is also anan. But us, we Baruch Hashem, we don't live in their vicinity. Navid k'Rabbi Yochanan, we'll do like Rabbi Yochanan. That what? That mitzdamik v'yofaloi is mutter. Yeah, amalei abaye l'Rabbi Yosef. Now Abaye comes and asks Rav Yosef a shayla. Mahu lahashayis? Is shehi yemuta? So what does Rashi say? Mahu lishayis? B'she'ena grufa.
He's asking a shaila, is shehi yemuta v'she'ein egrufa.
So, I think from the Ritva, which is from Rashi later, would also seem like this, that the shaila was in this nekuda, that we just now had a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Shmuel, if shehi is muta. By a kira she'ein egrufa k'tume, if it's mitzamik v'yofaloi, is mitzamik v'yofaloi a problem? So Abaye asked Rav Yosef, what's the din? He's asking his Rebbe, how do you pask it? It's very complicated. L'chayre, it would seem, we'll see later from Rashi, that the shayla was by mitzamik v'yofaloi. Taisva says, mahu lahashayis, Ba'ina grufe, that Taisva says like Rashi. He's asking a shayla ba'ina grufe. The loy bishul kol tzolchot. So according to Kaboy, oibe mitztamik v'yofaloi and bishul kol tzolchot. According to Taisva, it seems the shayla is that we paskin according to Chananya. Chananya was matter to be mashe by ein egrufe, if it's not bishul kol tzolchot, or do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? That was the shaila. Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda mashalei v'ochel. So he told him, Amaisa Rav, Rabbi Yehuda is mashe, and he eats. Bechlal, this lotion is very modern. Mashalei va'ochel. I mean, what's the chiddush of va'ochel? If you're permitted to be mashif, ashtaitzich. I mean, we're bringing a raya from Rabbi Yehuda. By Rabbi Yehuda in his house, they were mashif. So if they were mashif, I'd give us, you can be ochel. Later we're going to have a shayla if it is not permitted to make shihiyah, if he did it be'isr. But mashalei va'ochel is very modern. The gram horovitz is mo'irer what this va'ochel is. Mashulei, that they put it up, v'ochel, and he ate it later. This is nishklorda. Abal kaponi b'bing zarai, Rav Yehuda, mashulei v'ochel. It's also very interesting, before we hear Omar Rav Yehuda, mishmul, mitztamik v'yofel ayosa, then here by Rav Yehuda, mashulei v'ochel. But he brings a maisera. Omar lei, so Abaye told Rav Yosef, Rebbe, you're bringing a raya from Rav Yehuda, Barminei de Rav Yehuda. What Rav Yehuda did is not a raya for me. Why? Rav Yehuda was a sick person. The given the Mesukenu, Rav Yehuda was sick. We'll see in a minute what a sickness was. Afilu b'Shabbos nami shori lemevedlei. Afilu b'Shabbos it's mutter. I mean, what a raya for Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda was necessary that he should be mashe. That he should be mashe erev Shabbos, about leave a lochmai. Now, what was the yiches of Rabbi Yehuda? So Rashi says, misukinu rogil laoichsay bulmis. That means there was times that all of a sudden he got bulmis is a chayli sheyesh beisakone that a person can get when he's hungry. V'tzorich lechel machel mosek v'toit. And he has to eat a good machel. It has to taste good. Al kaponim from Rashi Voltefes Oizgevizn that the beduba over here was mosek v'toit. L'chayre the shayla was by mitztamik v'yofoloi. He says the shayla was is it permissible to be masher Anakira sheine grufe mitztamik v'yofaloi. So he said, no, from Rav Yehuda's nishkarai. Rav Yehuda needed such a machol in Shabbos, he needed a machol mosik v'toy. So memeila rogi loch zei bulmes. So memeila, according to Rav Yehuda, afil in Shabbos it would be mutter. Afil in Shabbos namir shori lemevedli. So according to Rashi, I understand what Abaye Taina to Rav Yosef. That means like this. Loi mi boy, we mentioned the Rashba. There's a chumra of mitztamik v'yofaloi. Mitztamik v'yofaloi is a filach hananya that was matter, that was only by loinis bashal kol tzolch. Our mitztamik v'yofaloi
is more chomel than the loinis bashel kol tzolchei. And if we will learn that here the shaila was by mitstamik v'yofaloi, he asked the shaila ma'ase. No, we have a machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel asks, Rabbi Yochanan is mata. It's very complicated. He asked the shaila l'aloche. So Rabbi Yosef told him, Rabbi Yehuda eats his mashe, even though it's mitstamik v'yofaloi. So he told them, listen, Rabbi Yehuda needed it. Rabbi Yehuda was a mesukim. So I understand the hemshech hagemara according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, Tosfos said the shaila was not only by mitstamik v'yofaloi. The shaila was be'eina grufe v'loi bishul kol tzolchoi. He's asking the shaila, do you paskin like Chananya, that Chananya was mater be'eina grufe v'loi bishul kol tzolchoi? Don't you paskin like Chananya? So memele, so if the shaila was by loy bishul kol tzolchei, that was the shaila. So let him cook it before Shabbos. If you need the mitzvah v'yofaloi, so you need the cooking that is continuing in Shabbos. So he needs it. But if it's speaking about loy bishul kol tzolchei, and we're asking a shaila, if loy bishul kol tzolchei is mutter, the vice is loy bishul kol tzolchei. There's no shaila. But loy bishul kol tzolchei, we're asking a shaila. No, loy bishul kol tzolchei, so why did Rabbi Yehuda, what's the yichus of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, they should have cooked it Erev Shabbos. I mean, the vice is, this was the minig of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, the mashalai. So what's pshat out sakone, al kaponim, they could have avoided it and cooked it Erev Shabbos. The Rajba, so I don't understand according to Tosfos. The Rajba asks another kasha. The Rajba asks, what's pshat Rabbi Yehuda is a mesukin? The Rajba asks, so make it kotum. You have to make it after, it shouldn't be kotum. The Rajba says you can make it, you put a little lashes over it, and it'll be ganz fine and hot in Shabbos, and it'll be mutter. What's pshat to keep in the mesukin? Al koponim, we have to understand what the dichui of the Gemara is. Al Kaponim Abaye said as follows. Rav Yehuda, whatever Rav Yehuda did, he had a heter to do it. But I'm asking you, leave a loch mai, between you and me, Megmundostan. Omalei, so weiter Rav Yehuda bringt an andere Meise, besure mashu, in sure de mashe, da Rav Nachman ba Yitzrok, Morid de Uvde have, Rav Nachman ba Yitzrok, Rashi says, is a medagdik b'maisov, um mashulei v'ochel. Maiserav. So again, it seems, they didn't know klar how to paskin, and he tells them that he did it. That Rav Nachman ba Yitzrok is mashe, either it's tamik v'yofeloi, or leinis bashel kol tzolchoi, and Lamaise, the Zay Fieldman sich. Omar Ravashi. Ke imno kamei de Ravune. He was standing in front of Ravune. Vishoin lei kase da harsene. And he saw they were mashe. Kase da harsene. Na kase da harsene, Rashi says, dogim hamavusholim vishimnon bekemach. This is a machel that it is cooked in its own fats, together with this was flour also added to the fish. Dogim, that's kase da harsene. And Maisi saw Rav Huna did this. B'lo yodano. But one thing I'm not clear. Im ishum de kasova mitstamik v'yofaloi muta. Do I have a raya that Rav Huna holds mitstamik v'yofaloi muta? Imishum de kiven de isbei meche mitstamik veraloi. He says he saw a meiserav, he saw a kase da harsene, but he didn't know if it's mitstamik, if it was done by Ravuna, but he didn't know if it's mitstamik veyofaloi in its mutter, or maybe since there's kemach there, so it's mitstamik veraloi. So lechayre is very difficult to understand. I mean, what's the shaila? Is it mitstamik v'yofaloi? Is it mitstamik v'raloi? He's eating himself up. He didn't ask Rav Huna, what's pshat? Good, about. So let's make a panel and we'll give it people to taste and we'll find out. Is it mitstamik v'yofaloi, mitstamik v'raloi? Unless we'll say, in later there's a shtikel raya, that could be each person's taste is different. And could be, if by Rav Huna was mitstamik v'raloi, so he was permitted to do it. You look at the one who's masha. By me it's mitstamik v'yofaloi, could be by me it'll be also. But by Rav Huna, could be Rav Huna's mitstamik v'raloi. So memele, so it's not shayach. Could be that this din is totally l'chol echad v'echad l'fi masha hu. So then we can understand the suffix of Ravashi. Omar Rav Nachman. Now we have Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman comes and tells us, Pazakla, Mitzamik v'yofeloi also. Mitzamik v'yofeloi is also. Mitzamik v'raloi muta. He tells us Mitzamik v'yofeloi is taka also. It's very complicated, the sugi. We have so many shittas over here. Rav Nachman holds like this, Mitzamik v'yofeloi is also. Mitzamik v'raloi is muta. Klola de milse. Kol de is bei meche. Now he tells us a klal. If flour is added to the tafshul, mitstamik v'raloi. So that's called mitstamik v'raloi. Levar mitavshul de lifte. A tavshul that has lefes. Tachsach me lefes is turnips. The avol gav de is bei meche. Even though flour is added to the turnips, mitstamik v'yofaloi, this is mitstamik v'yofaloi, but v'hani mili disbe bisre. That means in this cholent there's meat, there's turnips, and there's flour, so then it's mitstamik v'yofaloi. Avoles be bisre, but if there's no boso, mitstamik v'raloi. V'chi isbe bisre nami lo yamoron, elo de lo kaboy lo loich. That's what we said, if this boso is mitstamik v'yofeloi, that is davke if he doesn't need it for oichen. Amir de kigemorim. Avol kaboila la oichen mitstamik v'raloi. If you need oichen, if you have oichen, then it's mitstamik v'raloi. So what is pshat in this? So Rashi says, is amir de kirashi. La oichen. Now let's see the Rashi before. The isbe bisre mitstamik v'yofaloi. Then it's mitstamik v'yofaloi. Sheshumin haboso, the fat of the boso, mishaber koyach halefes, kidomar bebrochis. So memele, so then the more it cooks, it seems, the better the lefes tastes, and so memele, so it's mitstamik v'yofaloi. Lo'ichin, but if you have oichin, tzorech chatichais chashubis losam lifnei. If you have an oich, we have a haloch and hilchas achnosas oichim over here. You have to look good. You have to have chashiveis, chatiches chshuveis losam lefneyim. Vein derech kovoid betav shalam mitstamik shein aboso nikerboy. When it comes to kovid, you have to see the kovid, not taste the kovid. I mean, it'll taste it, it's mitstamik v'yofaloi. But that's not kovid. Kovid, you have to see a gesunte piece of meat. Oh! He sees already what the balabos holds of him. That's achnosis oichim. To taste the covet, that's tight then. He lost his appetite already when he saw the matel. So in Mela, there won't be any covet anymore. But I'm more dike hanoch over here. So l'chayre, from this haloch, it would seem the way I'd wanted a taina before, that mitstamik v'yofaloi, mitstamik v'raloi is relative. We're speaking about boso. So it's a hematis. If there's an oirich de Shabbos, it's mitstamik v'raloi. If there's no oirich de Shabbos, there's no klal. If it's mitstamik if there's no oirich, it's mitstamik v'yofaloi. So it could be, just like the it depends on the oichim, so it's, there's no klal, so it could be bechlal the inyan of mitstamik v'yofaloi and mitstamik v'raloi is also dependent on each one's taste buds. So could be that was pshat in Ravashi Sofik. He says, discuss the house and it seems was a debatable machel. So Mamela, so could be this wasn't shaykh to have a panel of tasters, because could be it's totally l'chol echad v'echad l'fi ma'ashehu. Look the Gemara weiter. Lepado daiso v'tamri mitztamik v'ralem. This is mitztamik v'ralem. So Rashi, lepado machol sha'isen mitainim. This is a machol that is made from tainim. Tamri machol tmorim. This is mitztamik v'ralem. Boy minei merabchiye barabe. Now we're asking a shayla from Rabchiye Barabe. Shochach kdeira al gabi kira. A person forgot, and he put a kdeira al gabi kira. He put a kdeira lachera, so we are speaking about as follows. We're speaking about a kira she'eina grufe. And he put a kdeira al gabi kira. Ubishlo b'shabbos. And it cooked in Shabbos. Mal, what is the din? So now, when we see such a shayla, so first of all, I mean, with other people held that that it's mutter stamazay. So what's the shayla? Shochach. The others we're learning before, according to Rav Sheshlam, Rav Yochanan, Leinis Bashel Kol Tzolchei, and later we had Rav Shmuel Bayuve. Rav Shmuel by Yudah and Rabbi Yochanan that the filum mitzvamik v'yafalei alts is mutter. It's mutter to do it. Now we're asking a shayla for a shochach deir al gabi kira ubishlo b'shabes mal. So Rashi says alibem man diosa de azicha oisrim. Rabbi Yehuda asers. We had before that zicha Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is also to be mashe akdeire al gabi kira she'ine grufe. It has to be Dafki Grufe. So it could be that San Rashi, Ali Beman Diyosa, according to the one who asks, what will the din be? Let us see Taisvitz. Shochach Deira al Gabi Kiro, Ubishlo Bishabis Mal. So Taisvitz asks, Avo Gav de Kaimel on Kehananye. Seems Taisvitz in the Sugi Paskins, we have many Shitas of Ibn Taisvitz. Rashi, we learned yesterday, Paskins like Hananye. And Taisus also paskins like Hananya. So Mamela, so Lachere, so the Shail is not negay. According to Hananya, it is mutter to be mashe anakire she'eina grufe uktume. It's mutter. Ocheboi b'deloi boshel kemachel ben drusoi. So here the Shail is, if it was loinis bashel kemachel ben drusoi, the moide bei Hananya. That Hananya is moide. So what does that mean? That means that filu Hananya, that Hananya said, that one is permitted to be mashe, anakire she'eina grufe. That's only if it's edible. It's nisbashel kamachel ben drasoy. But if it is less than kamachel ben drasoy, so it's not edible. So here, filu Hananya is moide, that is a gzeire dilma osir lachata. It's, he put on a tafshel, it's not kamachel ben drasoy, in sekum Shabbos, we need it for tonight, and it's not cooked, who can be masig in the zeichem, and it's a merlik in the soyin. So afilo, according to Hananya, this is also, one is not permitted to do this. What if it's shochach deir al gabi kire? He forgot. And then the obishlo b'shabbos. The Rashba wants to bring a raya to this pshat that it is speaking about, that it was loinis bashel kemachel ben drasoi. And the Rashba says, Amoyre de Kizah, Agavuche, what I'm telling you now is a big machloikis harishainim. There's a machloikis harishainim in Hilchis Bishel. One is not permitted to cook on Shabbos. We know Bishel is a tilda of Oifa, it's one of the Lamates Melochis. What if something was cooked kemachel ben drasoy? Shlish bishuloy, chatzi bishuloy. It was cooked. It's edible. It's not completely cooked. And a person will cook, will be geimer the bishul. Is he over on meleches mevashel? So it's a big machlokes harishonim. The Rashba paskins lahalacha, there's no din bishul. It's cooked already. Ah, you cook it more? Good, it'll taste better. But in meleches bishul, the shiur of bishul is to make it edible. As long as it's edible, that's the halacha that is the melacha of mevashel. And then afterwards, if it's edible, the haysofe is not called meleches bishul. That's the Shitus HaRashba. And the Rashba brings a very interesting raya, which is debatable, but HaKabon is the Rashba's raya. The Rashba's raya is, we paskin in Hilchus Bishul Akum, that if a Yid cooked a machel, kemachel ben derasoi, and then a goy was goy med the Bishul, it's not called Bishul Akum. So the Rashba says, what's the lomdus? Because it's cooked already. The goy is only making it taste better, but that's not called Bishul Akum. It was completely cooked. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shitas HaRambam and other Rishonim that disagree with this. They hold Machel ben Derasoi is called cooked, but if you're Goyme the Bishul, you're also Oyver an Ishtel Bishul. The Kitzar is a Machloikas on Rishonim. Shitas HaTosfos has to be like the Rashba. There's a Raya in the beginning of Kira that Tosfos holds like the Rashba. So the Rashba al Koponim wants to bring a Raya from this Gemara. Tosfos is saying an Akimta that it is speaking about that it wasn't kemachol ben derasoi, and now the shaila is according to Hananya. It wasn't kemachol ben derasoi. So lechayr it's very modern. The Gemara clarified the shaila. Why wasn't the Gemara more specific? Declaring like Hananya and zomen red. It's very sosum. So the Rashba says no. Everything says in the Gemara. Ubishlo b'Shabbos. It was cooked in Shabbos. So if it would have been kemachol ben derasoi before Shabbos, so it's not cooked in Shabbos, it's cooked already. Since the Gemara says ubishlo b'Shabbos, so you see klar that it is speaking about that it wasn't kemachol ben derasoi. So the mele, that's a raya to Tosfos pshat. Ubishlo b'Shabbos. That's one mahalach in Tosfos, and then Tosfos wants to say another mahalach. Inami boy afilubik deira chaisa. Could be it's completely wrong. So it's, which is aser afil according to Hananya. Vahode sharina beperikame kidre chayose. In the first peric we are matter. One is permitted to put on a raw piece of meat right before Shabbos because he knows it won't be cooked at night because it's impossible to cook it at night. And by the next day you don't need his chitui. That is dafke by a tano that there's a lot of heat. The buloi chito yis bashal ad lemocha. Avol kira de sholit bei avira osa di kolamecha shema yechata. Amoyra de kechumre, Tosfos says, that a kira there is no heter of kidra chaisa. That means a raw piece of meat. A raw piece of meat is only mutter in a tano, not in a kire. So this is very much negay alonu, because the place can say our stoves are our kire, not a tano. So memela, so it come out, we don't have the heta of kidra chaisa leitaisis. Bekitza. They asked him a shayla. There was a shehiyah be'issa. Whatever the case was, either it was less than machal ben derasoi, which is also filled according to Hananya, or we're going about according to Rav Yehuda that Chaylik and Chananya, whatever it is. Shachach Kdeira al Gabi Kira, Ubishlo b'Shabbos, and it was cooked in Shabbos. So what was the Shaila? Are you allowed to eat it? Now, what's the din? Ishtik v'loi omalei v'loi midik. So yes, the Shaila, he didn't answer. What's that he didn't answer? He didn't know. So I'm a basin, it's like Magonish, felt it. Lemocha, that was when they asked him. Lemocha, Nofak Dorishlu. The next day he said Adrosha. Some of that night he did some research, and the next day he said Adrosha. Nofak Dorishlu. Hamevashel b'Shabbat. So he brought out first a Mishnah. The Drosha started as follows. This is a Mishnah. Hamevashel b'Shabbos, b'shoigik yeyochel. If he cooked it in Shabbos, isa b'shol d'raisa, and it was b'shoigik yeyochel. It's permitted to be eaten. B'meizid, it was done b'meizid, lo yeyochel.
That's the Mishnah. And the drasha was the loishna. And by shiyui, there's no difference. That was the whole drasha. Finished. So now there's a whole problem. He wasn't too specific in the drasha. My veloishna. What is he saying over here? So now we have a machloikis. We have a machloikis. Amiroi. Rabbe ve Rav Yosef domer tavayu lehetere. Rabbe ve Rav Yosef said that by shiyui, sai shoigik, sai meisid is mutter. I will see later, Rav Nachma yitakom ale isur. That loishna, that sai shoigik and sai meisid is also. But it's a moira di kizach that we see a psan hoge of Gdoyle Yisrael, the words were counted. He said Veloishna. That was the whole drosha. He held it wasn't necessary to want to find Abshad, which is a chabisul. But I'll kopon him, that's all what he said. We're asking a kasha, it's negel alocher, I mean, we're asking a shayla, but it seems, you see, Abchia Barabe was not a big redner. When they asked, he didn't know, he didn't answer at all. And now that he did know, he said, Veloishna, finish. That's it. More than that, he didn't say. Amoyra de Kizach. And the Svasemis asked a pertinent question, why doesn't the Gemara say Veloishna, that there's no difference between Mevashel and Shiyui? Why didn't the Gemara have such a pshat? Okay, so that's poshim pshat. Mevashel shaykik is mutter, meizid is also, and Veloishna, and by she also there's no difference. It's the same like Mevashel. It's of Canaan is gecholim. We'll see later this beraisa that makes a difference between shaykik and meizid. Al koponim, we see that Veloishna, the Amiroim understood that this difference between Shaykik and Mezid was only said by Bishul. But by Shiyui there's no difference. So let's go back to the Gemara. Mai Veloishna. Rabbe Verav Yosef Domri Tavayu Lehetere. That Sai Shaykik and Sai Mezid is Mutter. Mevashul Hu Deka'ov. What's the difference between Mevashul and what is the difference between Mevashul and Mashe? Mevashul hu de ka'ovid ma'ise b'meizid lo yeyochem. By Mevashul, he did a ma'ise b'meizid lo yeyochem. Aval hay de lo ka'ovid ma'ise, here he didn't do a ma'ise b'meizid na mi yeyochem. Here he did not do a ma'ise b'meizid na mi lo yeyochem. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Shochach Deir Liberman Diyos. Am Evashel B'Shabes Mishnei. V'loishno Avol Hai D'Shochach K'Deir Abayim Evashel. There's a difference. Avol Hai D'Shochach K'Deir Loishno Ben Shoigik L'Meizit. V'ochi Dorish Lustom. This was the drosha. V'loi Pirish. And he did not specify. I Ashoigik Medamelo. That shehiye has the halacha of shaygik umutter li ochlo bein b'shaygik bein b'meizid. He amazed medame lo va'osa. And it's also he didn't explain. B'meizid nami. So what did the Gemara say? Mamash was covered meise b'meizid la yochel avahid leka ovid meise. Here he didn't do a ma'aseh, b'meizid nami. So what does Rashi say? What does meizid mean? Im hishe al gabi kire mi ba'oid yoyim. He did it b'meizid, not shochach k'deire. He put it b'meizid. Takire she'ein ei grufe, speaking about a case that it's also to make shehiye, he put it down b'meizid. Im hishe al gabi kire mi ba'oid yoyim, is yeyochel. That's how Rashi says pshat b'meizid. So what is the taich? The loika ovid maise. He did something. So lochayret means he didn't do a maise in Shabbos. That's what he didn't do. He did a maise erev Shabbos. He didn't do a maise in Shabbos. So that's why it's mutter. The Svas Emes asks a kashe. The Gemara says maishne. Lochayret, what's the kashe? Mevashel, he did an isur di reise.
And here he did an Issa Darabonon. So maybe that's why they did Nasa B'mezid. So he brings down, we see they Asa Dafilu when one did an Issa Darabonon also. So therefore, the Gemara to say Pshat, this is a Darabonon. He says, this is a Darabonon, L'chayre Pshat is the Loika Ovid Maise. L'chayre, the Gemara means, he didn't do a Maise in Shabbos. He did it Erev Shabbos. So therefore, this is Gringa. Let us see Toisvis. Avol hay the Loika Ovid Maise, b'meizid nami yeyoch. Teima, so Toisvis es Akashi, the Omar b'peire kame, Loisamalai Isha Kedera Asosis, that Isha should not fill up a Kedera of Asosis, there is also Nisar Shehiye, Vim Nosno, Lamaitsoi Shabbos Asurim Bechdei Sheyasu. So it's also. So it's an often a stira. They said the Bemezid, it's Mutter. Here it says that it's also. Vishlem de Blavochi Por Shabbos Mebraise de Mais. Enechanami, it's a stira take. The Gemara could have asked from there. The Gemara asks from a different Bereise. The Sfas Emes and the Rishash want to say a different pshat in the Gemara. It's not like Taisvis, it's not like Rashi. But Al Kaponim, the Loshna Gemara would be much more meduyik and would be found for Taisvis Kasha. Like this, the Loshna Gemara, Mavashalu the Ka'ovid Maise, Avol Haid Le Ka'ovid Maise, he didn't do a Maise. Look, he did do a Maise. The vote is he didn't do a Maise Erev, he didn't do a Maise in Shabbos. It's Ika Chosmina Sefer. So the Sfas Emes and Rishash want to say Pshat in the Gemara is speaking about something else. Shochach Kedera Gabi Kira means like this. When he put on the Kedera, he Zichah didn't have any bad intentions. He wanted to take it. It means when he reminded himself, it was still before Shabbos, and he left it there. He didn't forget. But when he put it on, without any intentions of doing an Issa. He asked a Shaila later, I'm allowed to leave it there? He told him, definitely not. No, he still left it there. So I'll upon him, but Bishas, that's how the Svasemis or the Shas want to learn Shat in the Gemara. That's the type of the Loika Ovid Maise. The Maise, she was Zichanara Maise Issa. The putting it on. Later, the leaving it there, that was a Maise Issa. Akbana Barashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Klo, Imhisha al Gabi, Bemezid, Nam Imhisha al Gabi Kirme Ba'idyay. That means he was Mashi Bemezid. As they will tell us, he's given some from Rashi. Bekitzer, Rabbe and Rav Yosef hold that if it was, there was a Shia be Isser, then be Shagik, then be Mezid, it is permitted to eat the Tafshel. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Oma li Yisura. Nachman by Yitzchak holds that it is also. Bein b'shoigik, bein b'meizik. Why is shoigik more chomo? The shoigik of Shehiye is more chomo than the shoigik of Bishul. So he says as follows. Mevashel hu deloy osi le'irume. B'shoigik yeyochel. Aval hayda osi le'irume. B'shoigik nami lo yeyochel. That if we will say that shaygik is mutter, so a person will always come and say, I was a shaygik, and prove differently. So by bishul, we don't have to be afraid of such a thing. Chas v'sholom, ayid won't cook it, b'mezid, and later, after it was offered, they'll tell me, oh, I didn't know you're not allowed to cook Shabbos. Yid na Hashem re Shabbos. That's what Rashi says. Let us see Rashi. Loi osi le yarumi, v'laseis mezid. The person won't cook in Shabbos, V'loimar shoygik ha'yisi. Nechshedu Yisrael ala Shabbosis. A Yid isn't choshu to be a machalo Shabbos b'mezid, and then we'll serve it, he'll say he was a shoygik. But by Shehiye, the osi le'erumi. There, pshat is a Yid ken zechyo, machan adreidu. The Yisr d'rabonanu. The whole thing of Shehiye is ad'rabonan. V'kil olei, the whole thing is a very Yisr kal. It's a very small Issa in his eyes. Prove it. So Memele, so Chazal wanted to answer the Tamshul because they wanted to cancel him. And if Shaygik will be Mutter, we won't accomplish anything. The Mezidim will say the Shaygikim. So Memele, therefore, they answered that for Lubishaygik.
Meisvei. So now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak. We learned in the Baraisa as follows. Shochach kideiro al gabi kiro. Ubishlo bishabes. Bishoigik yeyochel. Shoigik. It's mutter to eat. Bemezid lo yeyochel. So shame bitter. So we see Fakelt, the Loishna is really the way the Svasemis had wanted to teach. That just like by Bishul, there's a difference between Shaygik and Mezid, by Shia, there's also a difference between Shaygik and Mezid. Al Koponim, that's what it says in the Baraisa. Bamedvorim Amurim. Now the Baraisa says, when did we cancel? Bechamin, Shaloi Huchmu, Kol Tzolchon. Vetavshul, Shaloi Bishul, Kol Tzolchon. So then they asked the Tavshu, Abu Chamin Shehuchmu Kol Tzolchon, the Tavshu Shebishu Kol Tzolchon, Bein B'Shoigik, Bein B'Mezid Yeyochel, Divrei Rab Meir. So Rab Meir says, when did they ask? They only asked if Lamaisa was Nisbashul B'Shabbos. Then they asked B'Mezid. But if it was Nisvashul Kol Tzolchoi, and it wasn't cooked in Shabbos, they did not ask of the Tavshon. Divrei Rab Meir. Rab Yehuda Oimer, Chamin Shehuchmu Kol Tzolchon, Mutorim. Now Rab Yehuda seems he's Moisiv and Rab Meir's Kula. Rab Meir had said if it's Nisvashul Kol Tzolchon, they didn't cancel. So he says, it matters. Chamin shehuchmu kol tzolchon mutorim. Bimneshe mitztamik v'rala. Here we see the Loshna Gemara. Stam chamin is mitztamik v'rala. Chamin is take mitztamik v'rala. So I agree with you. So if it was huchmu kol tzolchon, and it's mitztamik v'rala, so there they didn't asa. Aber mitavshul shebishul kol tzolchon, also. Ibnesham itztamik v'yofeloi. V'chol amitztamik v'yofeloi. Kegoin kru, upoilin, uboso, toruf, boso that is called, cut up in small pieces, also. V'chol amitztamik v'raloi muta. Itztamik v'raloi is muta. Let us see Rashi. So what is the kasha? So the kasha is as follows. He says, here we see that there's a machloikis Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda, if it's nisbashul kol tzolchoi, if bechlal v'yasa. Loi nisbashul kol tzolchoi alibe de Rab Meir. Nisbashul kol tzolchoi mitztamik v'yofalei alibe de Rab Yehuda is also, but it seems it's only also b'mezid. And b'shoigid, it is mutter. And here, Sai Rabin Rav Yosef, who said, Bein B'Shoigig Bein B'Mezid is Mutter, and Sai Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, that said that Bein B'Shoigig Bein B'Mezid is also. So it's not like Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Meisvei. Shochach Kedeiro. Rashi Mistame had a problem over here. Because it starts, Shochach Kideira al Gabi Kire, Shochach, Ubishlo Bishabis, Bishoigik. So isn't Shochach and Shoigik the same thing? That's Shochach. So Rashi says, Shochach Deira Bishoigik, Kigoin, Hai, the Shochach. It means that, since it was Shochach, that's called Shoigik. Yeyochal Bishabis. B'meizid means the loy shochach. Elohiniyach, loy yeyochel. That's what Rameya holds. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that mitztamik v'yofloy is also. U'bosel toruf. So Rashi says, what's the mile of this bosel toruf? It's cut up in small pieces. The goli daite the loy loichim kaboyle. If he cuts it up ready in small pieces, he's ichim won't save this for loichim. So this is mitztamik v'yofle. B'chol ha-mitztamik v'yofle, kloima, v'chein kol shara mitztamik v'yofle, Asala Eichlon im Hishon Meizid. It was Masha b'Meizid. So Memele, so Eser Rav Yehuda is Moisev and Rameyel, that even though it's Mashal Kol Tzolchoi, it's Mitzamik v'Yofaloi, it's also b'Meizid. Aba Ketani Mies, b'Shaloi b'Shal Kol Tzolchoi, in Rameyel, the Yesh Chilek b'in Shoigik l'Meizid, b'Mashe, but there's a Chilki Shoigik l'Meizid. Kashe, b'in l'Rabbe v'Rav Yosef d'Sharu Meizid, Bein l'Rav Nachman, the Osir Shoigek. It is very interesting that we're asking Akashe and Rabbi Rav Yosef, we're asking Akashe and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Why don't you ask Akashe and Rav Chiya Bar Rabbe? Why is he in it? He was the one that said Loishna. They're just explaining what Loishna means. It means it's either both cases are Mutter, or both cases are Osir, but the Loishna, that was Rav Chiya Bar Abbas. That was Rav Chiya Bar Abbas Hashtik Teire. If you say according to the Sfas Emes, it's very good. You could learn a different shot in Loishna. Loishna could mean that just like by Mevashel, there's a chilik between Shoigik and Meizid. Is by Masha, there's also a chilik between Shoigik and Meizid. So it's very good. So the Kash is taka on these people. They learned a different shot in Loishna. So according to them, Ishmael, from Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Look the Gemara weiter. So the Gemara says like this. Bishloimel Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, loy kasha. According to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, it is no kasha. Why? Kam koidem gzeira. Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda are speaking about before the gzeira. We will soon see they made a gzeira by Shoigik. So they're speaking about before the Gzeira, the Taka Tot Fish and Shoigik and Meizid. It's Kan, La'acher Gzeira. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok is speaking about after the Gzeira. Rav Chiya Bar Abbas is after the Gzeira. So after the Gzeira, Shoigik is also awesome. So it's Nishkefella. El Rabbe and Rav Yosef da Omri La Teire. But they said that what Rav Chiya Bar Abbas speak that he was Mata Bain Bishaikik Bain Bemezid. Yeah. El Rabbe Barav Yosef Domirla Teire, I Koidem Zeire, Kashe Mezid. If you're speaking about before the Zeire, talk upon the Mezid is Shver. He's a claw that Mezid is also. I Laachik Zeire, Koshe Nami Shaikik, Kashe. So it's Shver. My gzeira also. Now, what is the gzeira? So the Gemara says the gzeira was as follows: the Omar Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel, Omar Rav Abba, Omar Rav Kahana, Omar Rav. B'tchil ha'yoyim reim amevashel b'shabes b'shoigik yeyochel b'meizid lo yeyochel. V'hu adin l'sheicheyach. They said a sheicheyach. Also has the same halacha. Shecheich by Amashe. Sherobu Mashin b'meizid v'amrim shecheichem anu chazru v'kontu ala shecheich. Period. So upon him we see there was later exile. Let us see Rashi. Bishloim l'rav Nachman motzi l'terutzi kisan yehi. Bishloim l'rav Nachman motzi l'terutzi. According to Rav Nachman we can say a teretz. Kisan Yahidi Shoigik Yeyochel, with Megzeir. Damrino le Kamon, the Gozo ala Shoikhen. Later we just learned now that they were Gozo ala Shoikhen. Chi Itmer de Rabchiye Barabe, the Teritzne Ali Bey de Shoigik Oso, Lach Gzeir. Chiye Barabe is going after the Gzeir. Hello, the Rabbe of Rabbi Yosef, Dome Ali, the Rabchiye Barabe, La Teire Abbe Meze. I kaidem gzeire it me der Rabchi. If Rabchi was before the gzeire kashe mi yemeise, doch et anje bemeise lo yeyoche. I lach gzeire kashe na mi shoyge. Efe lo shoyge kavle le meise. De ilo mas nissen mistamme den mischna av Rabmei Rab Yudha kaidem gzeire nischnes. Am lashol b'shabes bi yedayim dikech yuva de reis, udil en shecheyach, de mashe na mi beboid yoyim. Shachar b'shoigek yachem v'meizet ishe lo yachel ki lo bishlo b'yodayim b'shabes. Period. That was before the Gzeira. Now the Gemara is going back to the machloikis of Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda. We have over here a machloikis that Rab Meir held that Loinis Bashel called Solchoi. If he was mashed, they asked the mezid. This Bashel called Solchoi is mutter. And Rab Yehuda says that if Loinis Bashel called Solchoi, mitstamik v'yofaloi is also awesome. Amazed, Rashi said. So the Gemara says, Kashe the Rab Meir ad the Rab Meir, Kashe the Rab Yehuda ad the Rab Yehuda. Now the Gemara's Kashe on Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda is the Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda we learned on Daf Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph. On Daf Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph we had as follows. Let us just see the Barais and Daf Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph to refresh our memories. In the by the small base and Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Toshma, base kirois hamas imois. You have two kirois, one is attached to the other. Achas kirufe ektume va'achas she'ena grufe va'ena ktume. Mashin al gabi grufe ektume. The shiye is only permitted on the grufe ktume. Ve'ein mashim al she'ena grufe va'ena ktume. It's not permitted b'chlal to make shiye on another grufe ktume. Umahin mashin. Beishami oimrim, v'loi klum. She is also afilu afa grufa ktume. U'beisilu loimrim chamin avoloi tapsho. And Beisilu says that chamin is mutter to be mashe, avoloi tapsho. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. So here, Rabbi Meir is the machmer, and Rabbi Meir says that it is only permitted to be mashe on a grufa uktume cham. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Beishami Oimrim, Chamin Avoloi Tavshu, Beisilul Oimrim, Chamin V'Tavshu. And here, Rabbi Yehuda was the Meikel. He says, according to Beisilul, it is permitted to be Masha on the Gruf HaKtume, Chamin V'Tavshu. And here we have over here that Rameya was Matah, if they were Masha on the Eina Gruf HaKtume, so Rabbi Meir is Matah. Rameyer is matter by his bashel called Solchoi. Rameyer is matter by his bashel called Solchoi. By an Eina Grufa Ktume. And Rabbi Yehuda here is the Oysel by his bashel called Solchoi. By an stomach V'yofalai. So the Gemara says, now we have a Kashe on Rameyer and we have a Kashe on Rabbi Yehuda. Kashe Rameyer, Kashe Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Ad Rab Meir, loy kashe. Ho lechatchile, ho diyevet. Rab Meir holds lechatchile, one is not permitted to be mashe, even a tavshul, on a grufa ktume. Ho diyevet, but here Rab Meir is speaking about the diyevet. The diyevet, he was meikel. Let us see Rashi. Kashe de Rab Meir de Rab Meir. This nan leil boreish pilkin le Rab Meir alibe de beisilu chamin avoloi tapshu. Vahoch ishori chamin vitapshu shebishul kol tzolchoi. Here he was matter. Et chamin vitapshu shebishul kol tzolchoi. So the Gemara says, yeah. De lechatchile, you're not allowed to be mashe at tapshu. But yeah, if you're mashe, it's mutter. Was this bashel called so? The kashe Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rashi says, "The awesome of Rabbi Yehuda chamin v'tavshil, you're permitted to be mashe. Ocha also tavshil shabishel called solchay. If it was nisbashel, even though it was nisbashel called solchay. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda do the nami loy kashe. Kam begruf ektume, kam b'she'ena gruf ektume. Rabbi Yehuda was matter to be mashe a tavshil if it was on a gruf ektume." And here we're speaking about an Eina Grufa Ktumas. He was Machmer, afilu nisbashel kol tzolchoi, if it's mitstamik, biyofaloi. So what does Rashi say? Kan begrufa ktume. Ahud lehel aile begrufa ktume. Kedukhtoni bo mashin al gabi grufa ktume. Vein mashin mal she'ena grufa. Main mashin al grufa she'itaun olishas ramei roi mechamin. Ilka, afilu chatrilu shoy Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara clears a shayla. Oval v'sho mai.
The Gemara klaus hashayla ovar v'shoho mai.
Now this is shreklach. Let us see Rashi.
Ovar v'shoho b'meizit. Rashi puts in a word speaking about ovar v'shoho b'meizit. Mai muta li oichlo oiloi.
Now this Gemara is very frustrating. We just learned the whole sugya by Shoigik is also, we pass on from Nachman by Yitzchak, after the Gzeira, before the Gzeira, Meza, the Zichar also. We pass on from Nachman by Yitzchak. And all of a sudden, the Gemara clouds a Shaila, Ovo Visho be Mezid Mai, Muta lo Oichloi Eloi.
So the Rashba wants to say that before we were speaking about Loinis Bashal Kol Tzolchai.
That's what Taisa said. I was speaking before Loinis Bashal Kol Tzolchai.
And that we feel nice that it's also.
That's what Chiyah Barabba was speaking about Loinis Bashal Kol Tzolchai.
Here the Gemara tells a Shaila, if it was Nisbashal Kol Tzolchai, and it was Nisbashal Kol Tzolchoi, but it was Mitztamik V'yofoloi. What is the din?
Now, so the Rashba says, so it's a machloikis, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. That's a machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda asked by Nisbashal Kol Tzolchoi, with Mitztamik V'yofoloi.
So the Rashba says, the Gemara, the person who asked the boy did not know of this machloikis.
But none of the machloikis. It's a machloikis, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara, so the person who cleared the Shaila was not aware of this machlokes. He says, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef also didn't know this machlokes. The Gemara shlags up Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. He didn't know of this baraisa. So that's a halbe tzorah. That's what the Rashba says. But the Rashba lies by a tzorahian could be the person who cleared the Shaila did not know of the machlokes, but the Gemara did know the machlokes, and the Gemara is going to blive. The Gemara is not poishit the Shaila, and we just learned a minute ago, it's a machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. It's a machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda by Nisbashal Kol Tzolchoi umetztamik v'yocholoi. So the Rashba blives by a tzorichin vos klerto di Gemara. The Ritva wants to say a different pshat from the Gemara. The Ritva says the Gemara is klerim such a shayla that obar v'sho. We're speaking ta'ke mitstamik v'yofoloi, and according to Rabbi Yehuda it's also b'meizid. But here we're clearing a shaila: what is the halacha if he put it down b'meizid? It should be mitstamik v'yofoloi, and then he took it off before it became mitstamik v'yofoloi. That means lo yahani maisa. Rabbi Yehuda only asked, he was a shaygit. He put it down and he wants a dry cholent, and he got a dry cholent, he'll pay for it. He won't have it on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yehuda asked. Here the Gemara claims a shayle if lemaise katahiro tshuve. He put it down the mazid and in Shabbos prachta sich. No. He did tshuve. So he took it off before it became its stomach v'yofalim. That is the shayla of the Gemara. So now it's a new shayla. It's nothing to do with what we learned till now. That's how the Ritva learns, and the Gram Horovitz also wants to say this pshat alibi derashi. Iboilu oval v'shoa mai mikan tzu rabonon oiloi toshma the omar shmu bal nosan omar abchanim shaholach rab yaisi litzi poiri Motzo chamin shenishtau al gabi kire v'loi osale. They were chamin shenishtau al gabi kire v'loi osale. Beim mitzumokai shenishtau al gabi kire v'osalehem. So the Ritva says, so what's the raya? It's beim mitzumokai. Before Shabbos it was mitzumokai, so ready? Shenishtau al gabi kire, not shenitztamku al gabi kire. There was only a shehiye without a hitztamkus. I mean, that was the shayla. He didn't accomplish anything in Shabbos. V'osalehen. So you see that they asked b'meizid if, according to the Ritva, so we're speaking about, it was was mitstamik v'yofaloi, and according to the Ritva, it's speaking about that Lamaisa didn't become the stomach in Shabbos. According to the Rashba, it's speaking that it didn't become the stomach in Shabbos. We did not know the Machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, so what a raya from Rabbi Yehuda. V'osala, my love loise Shabbos, the Gemara says, loise Shabbos habo. Gemara says, no, you're learning wrong shot in the Maisa. He told them, don't do it again. But Lamaisa, they never answered it. Let us see Rashi. Chamil ayosa the mitzamik v'ralo. Beim osa the mitzamik v'yofalo. This is mitzamik v'yofalo. My love, leisi Shabbos osa naleim b'chila. The most is leil the Shabbos abo. Osa lemachshav shloi lasus ken le Shabbos abo. Avol b'chila shali. Could be it is muta b'chila. So the Gemara says, Michlal, the beim mitzumokes mitzamik v'yofalo. The beim mitzumokes, the more they get dried up, the better it is. The Gemara in Stakazoi. The Omar Rav Chome Barchanine Pam Achas Nisarachti Ani Verebi Lemoke Mechot Veiviu Lefoneinu Beyim Mitzumoke Iske Uzredin. It was very mamish. They were very shrunk. The eggs were shrunk and very thin. Vachalnu Mehen Harbei. So, the Gemara class of Shiloh, it's mitstamik v'yofaloi, vechen zeh interessant taste. Mitstamik v'yofaloi, the Gemara says, aray, we ate a lot of it, it's a fact it tastes good. Al kaponim, that's the ray that beim is mitstamik v'yofaloi. Zot Rashi, mechlal de beim mitzumokes boihi, reviyu lafonav v'chayl ka uzredin, shen itstamku, ach shenasu dakis ka uzredin, v'domo v'chalnu, hal beim mechlal v'yofaloi.